Weixian civilian internment camp was roughly the size of two football pitches, and it had 1,500 people living in it. It had been a compound belonging to the American Presbyterian Mission, so the buildings and dormitories were Western style, though contents had long since been stripped out. But the Chifu teachers continued to teach their pupils half-time and to keep other activities going. Mary Taylor Previty was in camp from the age of 9 to 13, and she says she feels intense gratitude for what her teachers did.
There is nothing that makes a child feel safer than daily, predictable rituals that just make you say, oh, I know what's going to happen next. I feel safe. And that was how they ran this world in a concentration camp. The thing that astonishes me when I think of it, you're talking about teachers who preserved our childhood with rituals like brownies and Girl Guides, Boy Scouts and Cub Scouts. It's just an astonishing thing when we're surrounded with these terrifying things, a world of barrier walls and electrified wires and roll calls and bayonet drills. I mean, soldiers practicing killing people.
The story of the importance of the guide and brownie packs in keeping up morale in the camp was uncovered by the writer Janie Hampton. Guides had long been an important part of life at Chifu School. All the girls belonged to them, and their teachers were also their guiders. Most of the children in camp were separated from their parents. Beryl Goodlin, or Welch, as she was then, was there from the ages of 12 to 15, and she too has happy memories of being a guide.
I do remember that our guider said to us, "You're confined behind barbed wire and a trench and a wall, and you can't go out of this area, but you can always look up." And they taught us the constellations of the stars, which was a wonderful thing to do. And we learnt them all. And during that time, a great friend of mine who I'd been friends with in school since she was six and who lived in America normally, she was going to be repatriated to America. And she was going off that night, and we were both weepy, and we went out and looked at the stars, and there was Cassiopeia, and we said, "There's a W in the sky, W for your name, Winnie, and W for my maiden name, Welch." And ever since then, we have looked up and remembered each other. We've made a pact then, and that's many, many years ago, and we still do, and we're going to meet up again this year.
Well, these good memories have clearly played a significant part in how the internees remember their time there.
When I remember Weixian, I don't remember it with terror. You know, I remember it with gentle memories, playing leapfrog, practicing our semaphore and Morse code during roll call, songs that we would sing. I mean, at the end of every brownie meeting or Girl Guide meeting, we sang Taps. "All is well, safely rest. God is nigh." Do you know how comforting that is in the midst of a concentration camp?
Mary's brown owl, or brownie guider, was Miss Davy.
Mostly I was just interested in having fun. And then the idea of helping other people, of course, which goes right through the guide movement. It was a change of routine, you know. It was something to look forward to every week. They were really wonderful, those children. They never complained, and they didn't get a lot to eat. Two slices of bread and a little bit of soup. That was a meal. But they never complained, no.
Kathleen Foster was a guide. She went into camp at 12 and came out at 15. Her guider was Ines Fair.
We had a lot of fun. I've just been rereading the letters I wrote to my mother, and there's only two of them where I didn't mention guides, actually. They provided a huge amount of things to do in your spare time, and we were all very competitive, so we competed for prizes, badges, and we all got the thrift badge without having to go in for it because we were so thrifty.
And Margaret Holder still has her guiding memorabilia from the camp.
We had to make our own badges in the end because you couldn't get them from England. And so we just embroidered our own.
This is extraordinary. We've got a blue pamphlet here with the promise that I recognise. Can you read it for us, Margaret? This has stood the test of time, isn't it, for the guiding movement?
I promise on my honour to do my duty to God and the King, to help other people at all times, and to obey the guide law.
Yeah. We're both doing the sign for the guides at that point.
There was someone rather well known interned at Wei Shen Camp, along with the children.